And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Hey, we got a volume of secrets for you. And this is where we look at news items and, well, sort of undercover things that most people are afraid to talk about if they even know about it all. It's called Secrets. Every month we do a volume of secrets covering all kinds of things. And this month we've got a real dilly, as we used to call them down in East Texas, a real dilly, a real hummer of a volume for you. You'll find out about Harvard's new report. Harvard University, one of the Ivy League schools, that says July 4th parades are not for Democrats. Isn't that interesting? July 4th. Independence Day, Democrats, stay home, forget about it. It's not for you. We'll find out about that. Meanwhile, Michelle Bachmann, who said she'd like to be president of the United States, the very attractive young lady from Minnesota. I think she's a pretty smart gal. She's a former tax lawyer and three-term congresswoman, a mother. I think she and her husband have some money, but they're using their money in a very constructive way as Christians. They've had a series of foster children that they've taken care of over the years, 23 or 24. I mean, any woman that does that not only has her own children, but takes in foster children, doesn't do it for the money. She doesn't need the money. She just wanted to help kids. She's a Christian woman. Maybe we need somebody like that as president of the United States. The only thing is Michelle Bachmann's pretty mixed up about Zionism, and she's for everything that the other Republicans are for, you know, all the warmongering and all that. Who knows? Maybe she'll change her mind. What I do know is it seems that the elite don't like the woman at all. There must be a reason why the Zionist and the elite don't like the woman and don't want her. You know, the country club Republicans seem to despise this woman. They're putting out all kind of stuff about how stupid she is. She's a flake. She's no flake. But anyway, this is what they're trying to do. And how the Democrats are pushing ahead with their Dream Act. I like the big brother names they give these things. The Dream Act, which basically is an amnesty act for illegals. Oh, they're scared of that term, amnesty. You know, the baby killers, the abortionists, they say that they're interested in reproductive health. They don't want to call, you know, we should call it pro-death. There's pro-life and then there's pro-death. Oh, no, we're for reproductive health. You know, Satan just totally invents a new language, doesn't he? A new lingo right out of George Orwell's 1984. Anyway, they have the Dream Act now, which basically is amnesty for illegal aliens. We'll talk about something quite interesting. And by the way, not only the Democrats are behind this, the Republicans are hot to trot too for amnesty. It was George Bush's biggest project. He pushed it other than 9/11. His little inside job of murdering 2,000 Americans, his and Cheney's, and then a million or more foreigners in the Middle East. Other than that little task, the next thing he wanted to do was give illegal aliens a full pathway to citizenship, let them stay here. Boy, was old George W. very upset at Americans when we let our senators and congressmen know in no uncertain terms, no! I think a lot of Americans, back when Bush had he called it Immigration Reform Act. Oh, yeah, sure. You know, these guys don't want to enforce the laws we already have. They say the laws are broken. We need a new law. Well, you know, if we have a law against murder and we let every murderer go free, then obviously the law is broken. No, it's not the law that's broken. It's the people that should be enforcing them. And we need to break some clubs over their heads, figuratively, of course, although probably a few probably need it literally, but as a Christian, let's just say figuratively, okay, but we'll talk about that, and the idiocy of this Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois and what he had to say about that. Oh, there's so much here. Let's just start with it right on. I've got so much for you today. It's absolutely incredible. I hope to get to even half of it. But back to this Harvard University. A new Harvard study finds that Democrats can just skip this weekend's July 4th parade. They say that July 4th and Independence Day energizes Republicans and conservatives and traditional Americans. Well, yeah. It turns kids into Republicans. Democrats, do not take your children to Independence Day parades where they have the flag and, you know, the Stars and Stripes Forever song and all those things and military parades. And that could actually cause your child to leave the Democratic Party and become a conservative. Might even be one of those, Tea Party people. I'm not kidding you. That's what Harvard is now saying. Oh, my goodness. This report from Harvard says that 4th of July celebrations in the United States shape the nation's political landscape by forming political beliefs, social beliefs, and increasing participation, but in favor of the Republican Party. Well, anybody who's not a fool knows that's true. Why'd they have to study it? I could have told them Democrats don't love America. If you hate babies and want to kill them and you're pro-abortion, you're not going to love your country, your family, your city. I even go to your high school and your middle school and elementary school besides. Oh, you may claim you do. You're a liar. Tex, you're really getting into politics here, and I'm a blue dog Democrat. No, you're, well, I need to be charitable. No, you know, Wanda might listen to this tape. Got to be nice to my wife. She's a sweetheart. But let's face it. Now, let me go a little further. Most Republicans fake it. They pretend to be traditional. Oh, they're conservatives from their mouth, but they're liars too. There's only one political party. It's the money party. That's all. There's only one party, money. And because the Jews have the money, they will fight all these wars and see that Americans, hundreds of thousands of Americans are maimed and killed, along with a million or so, you know, a year foreigners. Did you know we're into, I have a newsletter coming out 1st of July. You may already have received your copy, I don't know, in the mail. The feature article is about the politicians wanting to cut Social Security and Medicare entitlements. Now, if we really need to cut the old people, or even the young people who have, some of them are 40s and the 50s, if we need to cut Social Security and Medicare, I don't understand why George W. Bush signed an executive order which gave Social Security and Medicare to foreign illegals in America. Did you know he did that, George W. Bush, Republican, conservative, liar? That's right. Are you aware that Mexican illegals in America now are getting full Social Security and Medicare benefits thanks to George W. Bush and the Republicans? Yes, they are. But Obama wants to make it all perfectly wonderful and even more legal, if you can even make something legal, since how can you give all these benefits to people who are not even Americans? 300 million Americans are people living in this nation. There are now up to 7 billion people in the whole world. Why don't we just give to everybody? Well, I think that's what they'd like to see, a redistribution of American middle-class wealth, so-called. But in any case, George W. Bush pushed hard for illegal immigration to be given amnesty status, and now the Democrats are doing it. And, of course, Harvard, which, believe me, not very many Republicans, unless they're very pro-Israel, get admitted to Harvard. If they ask you for an essay, and Harvard requires an essay of your philosophy of life or something, be sure to tell them you're pro-abortion, you're pro-illegal immigrant, you're for diversity, you're for multiculturalism, and probably you need to say something about hating dead white men like George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Robert E. Lee, John Quincy Adams, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, mean, evil people, weren't they? Dead white men, yes. You hate them? Okay, you can be a Harvard University student. Oh, wait. You're not pro-Israel? You're not pro-Jew? Well, get out. Get out of our offices. One-third of the students at Harvard are now Jewish. That was a report that came out not too long ago. Now, remember, 2% of all Americans are Jewish, but 34% of all students at Harvard are Jewish. Now, if my statistics are right, that's like 1,700 times the proportion that's in the general population. Did you know that Harvard University was founded by Christians? It was founded by Christians. The students were required to go to chapel. That's right. Every week they were required. It was mandatory to go to the chapel to hear a Christian message every week. Now about the only thing they go to is the local brothel every Saturday and Friday nights. Well, actually, they've turned the sororities and the fraternity houses into brothels. So, but you know, I think Harvard is right here. Even though Republicans are fake conservatives, they are fake pro-Americans, they're fake flag wavers, at least it looks good, and it impresses the kids. And you know, it does turn the kids into Democrats, excuse me, Republicans. Here's what Harvard says. Surveys have confirmed, that Republicans consider themselves more patriotic than Democrats. Thus, there is a political congruence, that means agreement, between the patriotism promoted on 4th of July and the values associated with the Republican Party. 4th of July celebrations, listen to this, may thus be more politically biased events that socialize children and convince them to become Republicans when they grow older. This is according to Harvard Kennedy School of Government, Professor David Yanagazawa Drott. What does that tell you? Get that? His name is David Yanagazawa Drott. Sounds like he was born in America. Oh, yeah. Now, the study was also co-written by Professor Andreas Madastem. It sounds like a real American there, you know, too. Oh, my goodness. Their findings suggest that Democrats gain nothing from July 4th parades. Only Republicans. Well, Republicans can fake it better. Although I will have to say, on balance, Republicans probably are more patriotic than Democrats. No doubt about it. A lot of Democrats just hate this country. I mean, they just despise America. I think they get up in the morning and spit on the flag. A lot of them. And that's literally or figuratively. Wasn't it a liberal Democrat that had a museum display once, and all it really was a flag on the floor so that people would have to walk over it. A U.S. flag, that is. If it was a Soviet flag, they'd probably fly it on a 2,000-foot-high flagpole and salute it. Okay, Democrats push ahead with a Dream Act. It appears that Obama has been issuing executive orders telling the Justice Department and ICE, the immigration service people, to go easy at hearings so as not to deport illegal immigrants. You get it? To go easy on them. Basically, it means let them stay in America. Give them sort of a semi-official amnesty. But meanwhile, Senator Dick Durbin, at a Senate committee hearing, called as witnesses many illegal aliens. The room was full of illegal aliens there at the Senate chambers. Think about that. You know, once you had all those illegal immigrants there at the Senate inside the chambers of that committee hearing room, seemed like it'd been a good time to get the ICE agents in and round them all up. Bring in a bunch of handcuffs and say, okay, everybody, trucks are waiting for you outside. We're going to deport you. I mean, come on, they're here illegally. It's a criminal act. Instead, Senator Dick Durbin, liberal Democrat from Illinois, thanked him for coming and allowed him to sit there and talk about why they wanted to become citizens immediately, if not sooner. And it was okay if they just swam across the Rio Grande and were still wet. Here's what Durbin said. He said, when I look around this room, now folks, I don't want you to cry. Now you ladies out there, even men, please get a hanky. Get a hanky ready or a Kleenex. You're going to cry when you hear what he said. When I look around this room, says the good Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois, I see America's future. Our doctors, our teachers, our nurses, our engineers, our scientists, our soldiers, our congressmen, our senators, and maybe our president. Uh-oh. Maybe our president? Now, I mentioned Michelle Bachmann to you a while ago. They would like Americans to think that she's a flake, which, of course, is sexist, first of all. She's a woman, and she's a conservative woman. And that makes it 10 times as much that the Democrats hate her and want to smear her. Now, I understand one of the things she said in a speech was she talked about John Quincy Adams and our other, our forefathers of our nation. And everybody laughed and said, ha, ha, ha. Not everybody, because most people didn't even know who John Quincy Adams was. I'm sure only 1 out of 1,000 news reporters had even heard the name John Quincy Adams. But evidently one did and said, well, he wasn't one of the founding fathers. And technically, that's true. Actually, John Quincy Adams was the son of John Adams, the second president. I think that's close enough to be one of our founding fathers, don't you? John Quincy Adams was the 6th president of the United States. I think that's close enough to be one of the founding fathers. But instead, there were all these news reporters. She doesn't even know her history, as if the news reporters did. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Even Americans as a whole, you know, they did a survey about 4 years ago and asked who was the greatest president in history, and most of the people chose William Jefferson Clinton. Well, of course, they don't know anything about Taft and, you know, Grover Cleveland and Millard Fillmore. Forget that. But how about just John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John Quincy Adams? They've never heard of these men before. They don't even teach it in most schools. And they acted like she really had a faux pas. She really messed up by putting John Quincy Adams in as with the other founding fathers. But here is Senator Dick Durbin, who's been in the Senate, what, 20 years? I think he's like the 3rd or 4th ranking Democrat in the U.S. Senate. And here he's promoting this DREAM Act, the Orwellian Act, to give amnesty to all these illegal aliens. And he's saying the illegal aliens are America's future, and one of you in this room, you illegal aliens, could even become president. Has he ever heard of Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the Constitution, which says no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States shall be eligible to the office of president? I suspect Dick Durbin heard it once before. That's why they don't care about the fact that Barack Obama faked his birth certificate, and now we know that for sure. He finally came out with a long form from Hawaii, except it turns out that it's a Photoshop job. I have a precious lady that works for me here. She helps me with all the artwork for the covers of my books and my videos and my news things, my online pages. Her name is Sandra. She could have done a better job on Obama's birth certificate than the forger who did. He should have asked me. I could have had Sandra do it for him. Of course, Sandra's an honest person. That's the problem. She would have done it and then turned it over to the news media, who would have thrown it in the trash can and hid it, covered it up. So I guess she'd have been wasting her time. Well, let's go on to some other things. Here's some news for you. I just love this, don't you? Does this make your blood boil? According to CBS, a principal of a high school in Zephyr Cove, Nevada, congratulated the graduating class of 2011. But it seems that the principal's commencement speech offended just a few people. You see, the graduating class at Whittell High School heard the speech in Spanish. The principal, Crespin Esquivel, he's probably an illegal, I don't know if he is or not, Mexican, gave his little comments in Spanish. The whole commencement ceremony was done in Spanish. Why only a few people were upset about the ceremony, I don't know. Meanwhile, you know, a while back I did a very, very important CD and audio tape report. It was in call, it's, you can still order it for $8. It's called Mexico on Fire. Mexico on Fire. And exactly what I predicted and what I said was going to happen is happening. You see, the government had this project called Project Gunrunner. They got 1,700 working guns, assault rifles, machine guns even, and brought them in, passed them out, gave them to Mexican drug cartel criminals, as well as other assorted crooks and devils from down below the border in Mexico. They gave them, listen to this, Project Gunrunner, you know, the government's ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms people, gave them away free, F-R-E-E, 1,700. They even had an official project called Project Gunrunner. Now, they said that what they were going to do, now that it came out, what they wanted to do was track to see what happened to the guns. Huh? You give out 1,700 working firearms, including machine guns, to Mexican drug kingpins and murderers, and you want to see what's going to happen to them? And now we want to know why they've been killing their own law enforcement, shooting their own military dead, killing whistleblowers left and right, coming over to the United States and murdering Americans, including ranchers and others, American citizens. Our own government is arming the murderers and the drug runners from Mexico. That's what's really happening. And I told you that was what they were doing and we're going to do more of in my special report, Mexico on Fire. And now they're admitting that they did it. All this came out and they said it was a mistake. They were going to track the guns, but they lost track of them. Have they ever heard of something called a microchip that they can put on your automobile? They can even put it on your sunglasses. It's so small, it's about the size almost of a grain of rice. And they can track you by remote computer and aircraft and so forth and know exactly where you're at all times. Why didn't they put microchips in the guns somewhere hidden inside the, you know, the workings or the barrel or somewhere? Because they didn't know, want to know where the guns were at any time. They weren't tracking these guns. They could have done that with microchips installed in them. They were just caught, Project Gunrunner. Fortunately, there was an American whistleblower in the ATF that told about the project. Well, now I find out, June 27, 2011, according to Fox News, the person who's the whistleblower has been fired by the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency. They fired him. They sent him his termination notice. He exposes the fact that the ATF, our own American government, by the way, Obama said, I don't know a thing about this. I did not know. The Attorney General, Mr. Holder, I didn't know either. So the ATF chief had authority on his own to go down to Mexico and say, here, free guns, but only if you're a murderer, a drug runner. and the president and attorney general didn't even know about it? Well, I bet this whistleblower has a lot to say if he's even alive. He's been terminated, got his termination notice all right. I think one of those submachine guns plowed him down with about 30 bullets at his home when they carted off the body and cremated it pretty quickly. I don't think we'll be hearing from that person. These people are evil. Now, why would they do this? You said, Tex, why would they give out 1,700 guns? They did do that. Project Gunrunner. It's been all over the news. But why would they do it on purpose and want more murders and more deaths? Don't you get it? They want to take away everybody's guns. They want to violate your constitutional right to keep and bear a firearm. And as proof that such laws are needed, even if they violate the Constitution, is the fact that there are more and more murders down they're going on down at the border. We've got to have it. All these illegal aliens, which they're trying to give citizenship to. They're trying to give them citizenship on one hand through amnesty, and on the other hand, they're passing out assault rifles and machine guns to them. And now they're going to say we have too many guns killing people down on the border in America. Unbelievable. Now, one of the reasons Obama doesn't know about it, he's too busy playing golf and going on vacations. Did you know just yesterday that they announced again another vacation is planned to Kennebunkport, Maine? Isn't it interesting how all the big boys, they have all their sex and drugs parties in New England, in the Hamptons and, you know, all the fancy places up in New England. Remember that? The Kennedys, you know, Hyannisport, Maine. Or Massachusetts, excuse me. What does it matter? Massachusetts, Maine? I don't know. I mean, you've seen one communist red star state, you've seen them all. But think about this. Obamas are planning a vacation to Kennebunkport, Maine. Hey, isn't that where the Bushes lived? Isn't that where John Kerry? Well, no, he's from Massachusetts. As I said, doesn't matter. Planning another vacation with his family. Of course, his wife just came back from her cultural exchange trip to Africa. No wonder he doesn't know anything about 1,700 assault rifles and machine guns being handed out to Mexican thugs and criminals so they can kill more Americans and Mexicans. And then there's the Transportation Security Administration and our airports. Pat down the crotch of a 95-year-old woman. She could be a terrorist. She could be responsible for another 911 in her wheelchair. Okay, she's 95 years old. There's a lot of active 95-year-old people. I mean, they're dangerous, those 95-year-old people in wheelchairs. And they had to get inside her diaper. She was wearing a diaper. You know, a lot of old people have to have diapers. Bless their hearts. They've got a problem, you know, with things. We shouldn't make fun of that. And my goodness, we shouldn't be searching it either. That is incredible. If you and I allow these monsters to do this to a 95-year-old woman at airport, our mother, our grandmother, our great-grandmother, what are they going to do next? Think about that. We're going to take a little break now. We'll come back in just a moment. Think about that. I'm angry about this. It's not right. No wonder the Democrats hate America and are recommending that other Democrats not even participate in July 4th. They hate America. They hate what we stand for. They want an Orwellian communist administration. And boy, we're moving into it super fast. I'm Tex Morris. You're listening to Power Prophecy. Stay with us, won't you? Tex Morris back again. You know, if you want to know a lot of what's really happening in America, I'm praying that you'll get my book, my new book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. There's never been a book like this. Again, it's large format, well over 400 pages, many, many photos and illustrations in it. There are things in this book you will have never read anywhere. I promise you. Please get this book. You know, it's only been out, Jerry's my broadcast engineer here. It's only been out a few weeks now, really, officially. June 1st was the official date. And did you know I went on last night on Amazon.com, and it was number 6 in the category of controversial religious knowledge. Controversial religious knowledge, number 6 in the world on the bestsellers list. And it was number 13 in the category of bestsellers list, you know, of conspiracy theories. Now, I guess that's a big, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books in that category. So to be number 13 after only being out a few weeks is pretty good deal. But I was thinking about it. This is not theories. This is conspiracy history. This is science. These are facts. This is documentation. I don't like to mess around when I talk about these things, because I know people are out there trying to knock you down and bash you for every little thing when you expose evil doing by these folks. So I document it. There's no conspiracy theory. But if they want to put it there, okay, it's number 13 in the world in conspiracy theory books. Number 6 in controversial religious knowledge. But it's more than religion. It's about politics, society, financial things, Rothschild's plan to destroy America financially, to level this country. It's all about, I mean, the history, it'll talk about Harry Truman's $2 million bribe that he took from a Jewish fixer named Abraham Feinberg. How the Jews stole our nuclear bomb secrets. That's how they've got their nuclear bombs. I mean, this is an incredible thing. Why we're really in the Middle East, 9/11. Yes, Israel did do it. The Mossad and the CIA working together with the White House, they're responsible for the murders of 9/11. It wasn't 19 Arabs. How stupid is that? All of this in one book. I believe it's the expose of the decade, maybe of the last 100 years. And I've never said that about any of my books. I usually don't brag about them. I just inform you of them. But this is so important because this America, our future is precarious. It's in the balance right now, my friends. And I want you to know the truth about it. First of all, this starts out with about 5 chapters telling you about the toxicity, the poison in the Jewish religion. What do the rabbis really teach in their synagogues? You're going to be shocked. It's horrible. They worship the holy serpent. They worship the devil. And I actually quote rabbis and famous Jews who admit it. They've admitted it in their own literature that they hope you'd never read, but I quote them. The name of the book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. It's a huge book. The retail price is $29.95, but we'll give it to you for $25. And I want you to know I am not receiving royalties on this book. The interesting thing is, God really struck me. I mean, that's all I can say because he allowed it to happen. I was very, very ill when I was writing this book. And I was forced to stay home. I couldn't hardly get to the office, maybe a few times to do some radio shows. I just drug in here. Jerry knows about it. And when I finish, quite often, I just go over that couch and just collapse if I did one program. I was just totally used, in great, great pain. The doctors tried to help me. I had about 4 or 5 different ones. You know, I had a urologist, let's say a neurologist. I came, my family physician and my good friend, Dr. Sneed, of course. I can't even remember all the people that tried to help me. And each one was help. Cynthia in California, retired MD. She was a great help, giving me some advice. Even Dr. Bill Deagle, he's an MD, radio program host. He assisted. He's a great man to help me there. So I had a lot of help, a lot of friends. But sometimes the old bacteria and viruses just have to work their way through your system. And I've come out, well, about 90% now. I still have 10% affliction, but I'm a lot better. And I'm more determined than ever, you know. I think it just kept me closer to God. It made me realize how important this mission is here. Do you know of any other Christian ministry like ours? You know, recently my good friend Michael Collins Piper, who's written many books of his own, American Free Press reporter, did a book review of A Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. He says, quote, "The control media in America will never give the publicity to Texas-based Christian evangelist Tex Mars they give to the likes of such obvious Judas goats as John Hagee, Tim LaHaye, Pat Robertson, and others of that ilk. But despite the fact that his name is suppressed in the big media, Mars has emerged beyond any question as the most outspoken and nationally, even internationally, influential Christian evangelist who is daring to openly discuss Zionist power on our planet today. He says, I'm the most outspoken and influential Christian evangelist in the whole world who dares to openly discuss Zionist power on our planet today. Well, thank you, Michael. You know, I want that to be true because I want to please God. And God warns us of the synagogue of Satan. That's in the book of Revelation. And I'm doing my part. I'm doing the best I can. And I know God has helped me put this book together. Satan tried to stop me and has made me ill really for, it's been 2.5, 3 years I've been ill. And it got worse and worse. And finally, that whole year, I was just debilitated. Every day, though, I would drag myself over to the table. I couldn't get upstairs. I have a little office upstairs, but I couldn't get up the stairs. I was so weak. But I would get to that table, and I would just pray and ask the Lord to give me the strength. When you get my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star, I want you to think of the great pain that I was in bodily. But you know, interestingly enough, all through it, God made my mind whole. He opened up my mind. He gave me ideas. He gave me thoughts. God said, go to the computer and research this. Read this book. Order this magazine. And then my friends, Jerry, my friends out there in Radio Land and from reading my website and all that, they send me stuff all the time. And just when I needed a bit of information, there it was. I remember I was writing the chapter on Harry Truman, who the press just loved this liberal Democrat president. But I was exposing the horrible crimes of this man, Harry Truman, a man I used to believe the media must be a great man, a great president, plain spoken, baloney, mass murderer is what he was, worse than that. And I wanted to make sure of what I was saying. I needed, you know, I found out that Gore Vidal, the famous novelist, wrote about it. He said that President John F. Kennedy, before his assassination, told him about it. But I still wanted more corroborative evidence. That's how my mind works. Wasn't enough to have one of America's most famous novelists or the former president of the United States say it. I wanted more proof. And you know what? Just as I was finishing that chapter saying, I wish I had even more corroborating evidence, I discovered the FBI had just declassified documents from World War II and post-World War II. And among those documents were exactly what I needed from the FBI's own files, their own investigations. And I put that right into the book, dated 2011, declassified files from the FBI. Nowhere are you going to hear about this except this book. That couldn't have been luck. That couldn't have been chance. It was God saying, I want you to put that in that book. I want the people out there to know when they get this book, it's true. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Please, $25, add $5 shipping and handling. Two, send it to Power Prophecy Now. Again, that's $30 total, shipping, handling, everything. Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Patterson Road, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You can get it online. Go to powerofprophecy.com. Powerofprophecy.com. During the work week, Monday through Friday, you can call us toll free, 1-800-234-9673, and say, Tex, I want that book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. And by the way, some of the most fascinating information of all is the material I put in this book, revealing the secrets of the six-pointed star, the symbol itself. Okay, we return to our regular program now. This is Tex Mars again. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. We're uncovering some secrets today. Hey, did you hear this? In fact, it came from Mike Adams of Natural News. He's editor there. Well, there's a man named Johnny Concepcion, probably an illegal alien, 42 years old, divorced his wife, but he wouldn't finish with her yet until he murdered her. And he did. Stabbed her 15 times with his knife. Confessed to friends. They had a citywide manhunt in New York City to try to escape from authorities and the consequence of what he did. Johnny Concepcion decided to kill himself by drinking a container of rat poison. Now, this is where the story gets interesting. It's not interesting yet. The murderer, Mr. Concepcion, had his liver destroyed by the rat poison that he had ingested to kill himself. But he didn't die. They put him in a hospital in New York City. And they said, you're on the liver transplant list. While he was awaiting trial, of course, for murdering his wife, they put him on the liver transplant list. Needed a new liver. 16,000 other people were waiting for a liver, but somehow or another, Concepcion fitted all of the criteria and was chosen to receive the very next available liver from an organ donor. Now, which he was put up at the top of the list of 16,000 people and for a liver. Now, Concepcion didn't have medical insurance or any money. He was a crud who never worked, a drug dealer. But never you mind, the federal government under its Medicaid program, even though he was obviously an illegal alien and a murderer, put up several hundred thousand dollars and he was given the new liver transplant. And when he'd recovered, they took him right to jail. And now he's waiting a court hearing to face the charge of murder. And this is America. 16,000 people have been waiting for a liver, but a murderer gets it. Meanwhile, get the next story. From Fall River, Massachusetts, the People's Republic of Massachusetts, the state where John Kerry, Zionist El Estupido, look that up in the Mexican dictionaries, a senator, the man who claimed he was an Irishman, but turned out to be Jewish. Turns out something very odd happened there. Now, the state of Massachusetts has a bunch of swimming pools all over the state. I don't know why, but they do. They open to the public. When I was a boy, we used to go down to the old swimming hole, but nowadays they have nice swimming pools that the government pays for. Turns out that a woman named Marie Joseph, 36 years old, was killed accidentally in the swimming pool there at Fall River, Massachusetts, at the state-run swimming pool. Now, there were a number of lifeguards on hand, and of course, the pool there, the swimming pool, had a number of, at least they say a number of, at 12 different maintenance workers worked there at the pool. And there were many security guards there at night, and they checked the pool to make sure everybody was out of the pool at quitting time and so forth. Nevertheless, police say that Miss Marie Joseph went down, evidently, she went down one of these slides. You know how they have the slides for the kids? Well, she went down one, hit her head on the edge of it, knocked her out and killed her, in fact. She drowned. But her body was there for almost 3 days and nobody noticed it underwater. Lifeguards, maintenance workers, sanitation workers, security guards. For 3 days she laid in the swimming pool and they never noticed it. Now Miss Joseph had come to the pool with a 9-year-old neighbor boy that she was taking care of that day for her neighbors. The 9-year-old told police, I went and ran to the body, the lifeguards, and told them about Marie being, you know, hurt and drowning. And they didn't do anything. He said, I kept trying to get their attention, and they wouldn't listen to me. Now, at the end of the day, the young boy, 9-year-old, evidently something happened to him. He was taken home, or his mom and dad or whatever, sister, whatever, came and got to get him. They must have asked about Marie Joseph. Where's Marie at? She took you here. Where's she at? He told them. I suppose they told somebody, the police or the pool. I don't know. The Bristol County DA said the circumstances are, quote unquote, unbelievable, which actually may be an understatement. As big a word as that is. Now, the State Department of Conservation and Recreation released the following statement. They said, we expressed our deepest condolences to the family and friends of Marie Joseph. Today, all 30 of our deep water pools are closed while we will conduct a full review of our safety and operational procedures. That's nice. A woman lay underwater with everybody able to see her in the brilliant, sparkling waters of a state-run swimming pool and hundreds of swimmers and lifeguards and all these others, and they didn't even pay attention. They didn't give one big... That's the new America, folks. I think we would have noticed a swimmer under difficulty in the old swimming hole that I used to go to. And, you know, we weren't paid to be lifeguards. We were just there swimming. Well, the same day I got that report, I went online and went over to the Drudge Reports, one of the news sites, many news sites that I go to every day. And I want to read you, here are just the headlines of the Drudge Report for June the 26th. First it says, floodwaters surround Nebraska nuclear plant. Residents shrug off risk. I think you could properly look up the word again in your dictionary, el estupidos. But listen to the other news items. This is one day headlines. 2 U.S. troops die in Iraq, 11 total this month. Oh, that's pretty boring, isn't it? I mean, could I have another six-pack, Jerry? That's sort of America's attitude, isn't it? Here's another one. Test tube beef burger made from stem cells. That's human beings, cells of human beings, is on the way. Isn't that great? You can get your Big Mac now, and it'll be made out of human stem cells or maybe aborted babies. Beef burger. Now here's another headline for you. Pandemonium in Peoria, Illinois. Black mob yells, kill all white people. Kill all white people. Now, you don't suspect that would be a hate crime, do you? No, that would only be if they were saying, kill all black people. That's the hate crime. It's perfectly legit, evidently, the cry out, kill all white people, isn't it? Now, the next thing. Here's the next item. Teen gang charged with lynching after their brutal beating of a young white man. A black teen gang of five black thugs brutally beat a young white man who was jogging and just happened to be across the street. And they could not allow that, of course. He was white. He was a honky. They had to beat him up. It was necessary to teach him a lesson. Meanwhile, listen to this next item. U.S. soccer team booed in Los Angeles because the U.S. soccer team was playing Mexico. And the Mexicans that came to the game were crying out and hollering out that Mexico was the home team. Do you get that? The Americans were playing in Los Angeles. It was the United States soccer team. They were playing Mexico. And the Mexicans that were illegally in America considered Mexico their home team. Where were you, ICE agents? Why didn't you just drive up your big trucks and load them up? Now, the U.S. United States soccer team's goalkeeper afterward was disgusted. He said that not only was the United States team booed by all these people that are supposedly Mexican-Americans, but were nothing but filthy, no-good rats for doing what they were doing, unpatriotic. Now, I don't put the Mexican citizens in that category. They traveled to America. They paid their way. And afterwards, they went back to Mexico. Perfectly legit. Did you know that the ceremony was an all-Spanish ceremony there in Los Angeles at the stadium? All Spanish? Sort of like the high school principal commencement. All, you know, Spanish. Incredible. He called it a disgrace. And it was. Next item on the agenda. Greek crisis prompts fears of European Union disintegration. Well, as you know, they took care of the crisis. They paid the debts, basically, temporarily, for Greece. Greece has socialism. I understand you can retire there in your late 50s or something. They got all kind of goodies for the people. They've overspent. Now somebody's got to pay for it. They're claiming that the European Union is paying for it. Don't believe it, folks. Let me give you a little text Mars exclusive. The Fed Reserve and Ben Bernanke is paying for this Greek crisis. Every penny went from us. Our Fed Reserve is propping up banks, corporations, even governments around the world. That's where your money and my money is going. From our Fed Reserve to foreign institutions. And that's what happened with Greece. Next item. Some preschool here in America decided that kids could no longer be him or her, or boy or girl. From now on, we're going to be unisex. So kids aren't allowed to say he or she anymore. Or him or her. Next one. Black teen mob of 50 hits Chicago Walgreens. Now they're doing it all over America, friends. Flash mobs go in and rob these stores. Because the very next item says flash mob of 40 blacks rips off a Sears department store in Philadelphia. In Chicago, 50 black thugs, boys and girls from 11 to 20 years of age, all smash into a Walgreens at the same time and steal all the stuff and run out. They know that the cops can't get them all if they can get any of them. And even if they're taken in by the cops, they let them go by the next day and they never show up for court and nothing happens to them. They know that. Think about it. Sears, Walgreens. Now, Sears and Walgreens moved out of that neighborhood because of those things happening. Guess what would happen? You're right. Al Sharpton would be there. Jesse Jackson. You can't move out of this Chicago black neighborhood. How dare you? That I got my race card right here and I'm stamping it. You can't do this. You're racist. That's what they're going to say. Next item. Oh, this is one day's news headlines on Drudge Report. Next one. Store owner killed for $3 of lottery tickets. The guy was desperate to play the lottery. He killed the store owner, and all he got was $3 of lottery tickets. Well, I sure hope he won for going to all the trouble murdering somebody for him. Meanwhile, there's the item here about the transportation security people ordering the 95-year-old woman to remove her adult diaper during their 45-minute security search. They put her through 45 minutes of hell. A woman, 95 years old, wearing a diaper under her clothes, of course, just to go on probably her last airplane trip, probably. Meanwhile, Texas lawmakers were AWOL, never showed up for the vote on the anti-groping bill. You see, Joe Strauss is head of the, basically the whole legislature. A man named Joe Strauss is head of, I think it's the House of Representatives in the state of Texas. Who is Strauss? He's a Jew. And all the Jews are for George Orwell in 1984 in America. Ben Stein recently was on television. Remember Ben Stein? Sort of a comedian. Speaks with a deadpan voice. They say he's a conservative. He's a Republican. He was on Fox News last night. He says, we've got to have taxes. We've got to have more taxes. And we've got to cut entitlements. This debt problem is big. It's big, says Ben Stein, the Jewish comedian. They said, but you're a Republican. You're a conservative. You want more taxes? Yes, I do. You see, we've got to keep the war machine going. We've got to keep fighting six wars. Count them. Six wars. We're sending Predator drone aircraft to kill people in Somalia. We're doing the same thing in Yemen. We're doing the same thing. We have troops also in Pakistan. We're fighting in Iran. Excuse me. That's next. I get ahead of myself here a little bit. Iraq, Afghanistan, and Libya. And we're paying for all of them. Now, Obama would like you to believe that the Libya project is a NATO project. We're paying for every penny of it. Don't think anything else but that, because that's the only truth there is. Now, why did these Texas lawmakers run away? Because Strauss is really the top dog. And because Rick Perry is the governor of Texas, and he went to the Bilderbergers meeting in 2007, he gave away thousands and thousands of acres of Texas land, basically, to Centra, a Spanish Illuminati corporation, so they can put the North American tollway all the way through from Mexico up to Canada. That's right, Rick Perry's hepping the big boys, the Bilderbergers, with their toll road project, the North American Corridor. That's Rick Perry's project. And he wants to be president of the United States. He's going to run, you wait and see, on the Republican Party ticket. And the final item that made me sick from the Drudge Report. New York had a big gay pride parade. And, of course, Mario Cuomo Jr. was one of the leaders of the parade. That's not much of a surprise. You remember Bill Clinton told his girlfriend Jennifer Flowers, and it was taped, his mistress. He says, well, you know, they call Cuomo the homo. Oh, yeah. I wonder what Bloomberg he is. I know what Rudy Giuliani was, a transgender gay. Rudy Giuliani, hey, he wants to be president again. And why not? We have a homosexual in office right now. Barack Obama and George W. Bush, believe it or not, was a homosexual, or is one. That's just true. Get my tape, The White House Bordello, for more information. This is Tex Mars. We've been looking at a lot of secrets today, a lot of revelations, a lot of truth. I pray you'll be with me each week during this time, same time. Shortwave Radio, PowerProphecy.com, the American Voice Network. Tune in each week and discover the power of prophecy.